96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drama on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. More than half of the blacks in America say they or a family member have had an unpleasant encounter with police. This according to a new survey by the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. It also found 71% of blacks thought police are treated too leniently by the criminal justice system when they hurt or kill people. We're talking about this new report and the issues behind it with my guests, Prince George's County State's Attorney Angela Alsobrooks, Dr. Bobby Manning, pastor of the First Baptist Church of District Heights, and Dimitri Cornegay, retired Montgomery County Police Lieutenant and founder of Men Under Construction. We're going to find out a little bit more about that as well. Lines are open. Want to find out what you think about this. We're going to tell you more about the report as well. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Thank you all for coming. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Let me start with County State's Attorney Angela Alsobrooks first. We're almost exactly 1 year after the killing of Michael Brown. Do you think that all of the things that have happened since then have had an impact on the way black America sees police, or do you think that perhaps this is the way things would be anyway?
You know, I think that what we have seen over the last year is people feel that their concerns have been confirmed through social media, video, pictures. We now have been able to see the things I think that African Americans have felt over the years, that they have been mistreated, that their rights have been violated, that they have been disrespected. These are the things that we have felt as a community for many, many years. And unfortunately, we now have videos to support a lot of what people have felt. I can say that where we are in Prince George's, that we have come a long way. We really have come a very long way. I've grown up there since 1971, and much of what we've seen is no fantasy. I experienced firsthand a lot of what I hear people say to be disrespected. I remember walking through White Flint Mall with my father, having him pulled aside and someone saying, "You need to come with me because you have been identified as a person who was on America's Most Wanted. We want to talk to you." We stopped shopping in that area because we had so many negative experiences. It's not a fantasy, but we are addressing it. And we believe, especially in Prince George's, that we have really come a long way in terms of earning the trust of people.
Dimitri, you've seen both sides of this situation. Your thoughts about at least the tip of the iceberg that we've already spoken about. You, a former police lieutenant, and now dealing with youths that have kind of come up through the under part of society as well.
Well, she's absolutely right. I mean, you can be stopped by a police officer, but when I looked into the history of it, and you have to remember, black folks really have had to deal with the law from day one since they've been in this country. You have to look at the fact that first you had to prove that we were humans. Then we had to prove that we had a right to be where we were. There had to be Supreme Court judgments all along for our rights. You know, they said equal justice on the law, but they didn't mean us. And then we got to the point where when you're dealing with a group, 75% of most police departments are white males. And all they know about black folks is what they see on TV, most of them, until they have to go through a police academy. And it depends on the development and the training that they get at that police academy will actually largely decide how and what they do when they encounter that black person. I have a pastor, and I think I told Pastor Manning, it's like having a glass of water. When you shake them up, what's inside comes out. And if you haven't shaken them up enough in the academy, you get the bad things that come out. And now we're just videotaping and seeing all that.
Pastor Manning, how do we turn this situation around? You are doing something at your church, again, to kind of address this. Tell me about that and dare I say, the genesis of that idea, which is really kind of getting to the foundation of this problem.
Right. I think the first step is dialogue. And I'm not just talking about, you know, side conversations, but a real safe dialogue. And that's what the Saving Our Sons Town Hall Forum this Saturday is about, is creating an environment where we can get our young men in the room and actually talk with them and have conversations and allow them to express from their perspective what's going on in their minds. I think with all the town forums that we've seen since the death of Mike Brown and others, Trayvon Martin back last summer, there's been many town halls, and I've had the privilege of participating in a lot of them. What I found, however, was in those forums, we were talking about our young men and around our young men, but we weren't talking to our young men. So we wanted to create an environment for the Saving Our Sons Forum where we invite, more than invite, we create an environment that's conducive for our young men to actually express in a healthy environment how they feel and have the right people on the panel, like Ms. Also Brooks, where they can find solutions to the issues that they're struggling with.
Real quick, what's the website before I go to the phones?
It's www.fbcdh.org. That's for First Baptist Church of District Heights, .org. It's Saturday, August the 8th at 12 p.m. right there at our church. Would love to have everybody there.
Let me go to the phones real quick. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Ken from Seat Pleasant, Maryland, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Yes, good evening, panel. Attorney Olson Brooks, I'm one of your constituents. I am a Prince George's County resident, born and raised like yourself. But what I would like to know real quick is what measures have your office put in place so that, you know, being a black male in Prince George's County, being a father of two young black males, 15 and 22, what measures have you put in place so that we are not stereotyped as being the typical black male that's doing negative by the police department? And my second question is, why don't we see more convictions of officers for their wrongdoings?
Well, I want to thank you, first of all, for calling in. And I want to say to you a couple of quick things that I hope you will be happy to hear. We have a special prosecution unit that I started in 2011 that addresses specifically every case involving a police officer. We have prosecutors who are assigned to specifically handle those cases along with the police department. And we have yielded, I think, great results there. I believe those cases have been handled fairly. But they have resulted in about 12 convictions. And so when you say we have not convicted police officers, that is, I have to tell you, absolutely not true. But we have done so in a way that has been fair, that respects the dignity of the officers who have been charged. And because of that, I stand with the chief of police after every conviction and talk about those cases. Now, we've had the Brotherhood Summit. Many of the folks even in this room have helped us to support our young men. We had about 900 young men come out to Bowie State University for an event sponsored by my office where we offered jobs, mentoring organizations. We had free camping opportunities. So we have wrapped our arms around the young men in our communities. We have held officers accountable. But I also want to say that there are a good number of young men that we have to also teach how to be responsible citizens in our community. So we have very honest dialogue. We're going to wrap our arms around them and protect them, but we want to teach them how to survive and how to thrive in our communities, too.
And Ken, thank you so much. Real quick, State's Attorney, also Brooks, why do you need a special unit to prosecute officers? Is it that serious?
Because the trust is just that delicate. And when people do not trust the work that we do, they will exonerate people that we should convict.
What do you mean by that?
Our jurors get into the jury box, and if they believe that the system is unfair, they will acquit people that we believe ought to be convicted. So we need the citizens to understand that that trust is very important to us, and it breaks down very often in these cases involving police officers. So when a police officer is charged in a case, we want them to know that we take it very seriously, but we want the officers to know as well that we take those cases seriously, and we have our very best looking at them so that we make the very best judgments in those cases. The fairness is important. We cannot have justice unless people believe our system is fair.
And before I go to a break, it's interesting because one of the things that comes out in this survey, and remember, this survey was taken in July, last month. It says 71% of blacks thought police were treated too leniently by the criminal justice system when they hurt or kill people. Interesting point. When we come back, we're going to talk to Lisa and Marie. 202-319-7810 or 855-288-4876. We'll be back in just a moment. You are in Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Tonight we are talking about a new report by the Associated Press that suggests that more African Americans believe that that they have unpleasant or untoward interactions with police officers. As a matter of fact, this report also says that some 62% of whites said a major reason why police violence happens is that civilians confront police rather than cooperate when they are stopped. Lots of information in this report. And my guests are Prince George's County State's Attorney Angela Alsobrooks, Dr. Bobby Manning, pastor of the First Baptist Church of District Heights, and Dimitri Cornegay, a retired Montgomery County Police Lieutenant and founder of Men Under Construction. Lines remain open at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810 outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. That's 855-288-4876. Marie, calling from Southeast D.C. Quickly, what's on your mind?
Yes, good evening. I think we need to look at this from a different perspective on the police brutality and inappropriate behavior with females as well. I think it's something that's overlooked. I live in 6D response to my house, and there's an officer for Guerra because the police had threatened me before because of a dog barking or special police. He told me he would arrest me anytime he came out to my house, and he made good on it. He arrested me. Then he had like five or so officers come in the house and treat me very brutal, and then had me detained for a long period of time.
So let me ask you this, Marie. Let me ask you, because I don't have a lot of time. Was this issue resolved? Did you report it? How did you address it, if at all?
No, it hasn't been resolved because there had been a number of things happening in the neighborhood, and whenever I call the police, so now when they come to my personal home, they come in and they hassle me. Let me see your ID. Let me do this. Let me do that. They don't even check on the issue that needed to be attended to, and I've graduated from an Ivy League school. Mm-hmm. And did undergraduate work somewhere else.
Okay, well, let me stop you here. Let me have Dimitri kind of jump in here. Dimitri, what are you hearing here? What is your advice for her when she feels that she is being harassed and has no recourse?
Well, Miss Maria, here I am jogging in from left field, but I would tell you as a deputy commander, the first thing that we'd ask is if you are experiencing this type of problem, the first thing you want to do is first make a complaint to their internal affairs. Internal Affairs Office. They are the people that are in charge of investigating anything that any complaints against police employees. Secondly, you want to talk to whoever is the district commander of that particular district. You said 6D. You want to talk directly to him, and you want to have an appointment with
him.
But
how can she trust that? Because that's what this conversation is about.
Right.
This is about trust. This is about security. Let me not sound sexist. Forgive me if I do.
Yeah.
But we are talking, obviously, she said it herself.
Right.
This is a woman who feels that she has been violated. Mm-hmm. She feels vulnerable.
There was a shift in police departments now wherein most chiefs of most metropolitan police departments and rural police departments are now moving toward placing more responsibility in the hands of the district commanders, and the district commanders are placing more responsibility in the hands of the officers to do the right thing. In other words, the leadership comes down from the top, and most captains, district commanders, majors, whatever you have, are going to sit down and tell their people what they expect. And once they say what they expect, then they can't deviate from that, because we had that conversation. Now, Ms. Allison Brooks talked about the FOP and the Law Enforcement Officers Bill of Rights. That's all being taken into account, but you still have right and wrong.
I got to go. Marie, please do your best to take care of yourself. I think you would do well to follow that advice. And certainly, please keep us abreast of what's happening with you. I need to take a break. If you're on the phone, hang on. We will continue this conversation on Sirius XM Channel 141. The original Quiet Storm is next on 96.3 WHUR. Don't hang up. More of this conversation in just a few seconds. Stay with us.